Good morning, WVTL-FM.
Yes, Bob, I'd like to personally welcome them to the community.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Good morning, WVTL-FM.
Good morning, Mr. Cudmore.
Ms. Hageman, what
it's
do you say?
It's going to rain again.
Yes, it's going to rain again, but not as much as it did.
Well, what are you going to do? It comes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm very happy that they're coming here to Amsterdam because it's so nice to learn about other people's ideas, how they live, their customs.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
so
I figure it's going to be interesting.
You know, that is a good way to look at it. It's going to be, whatever happens, it's going to be interesting.
Well, nothing wrong can happen. Maybe a lot of good can happen.
Yeah, well, I'm sure something wrong can happen, but things happen.
Well, yes, if something wrong happens, we can correct it.
All right. Well, thank you for the positive attitude, Ms. Hageman.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cudmore. Bye.
Good morning. You're on WVTL-FM.
Hi. Good morning, Bob.
Yes.
I just wanted to call welcome the Chinese Buddhists in our area, and I think things will change around, hopefully, and it'll be a better place for everybody. Hmm. Our taxes are certainly very high, and they can help that out. And, you know, I've always been interested in all different people of the world, all the nationalities, and I think this is a nice thing.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Okay, you have a good day.
Good morning, WVTL.
Yeah, good morning. I think we should welcome these people. I have met some of them. They are the most loving, gentle people, and realizing that all these houses that were foreclosed on that they're buying are going to be in areas of the city which are the most crime-ridden of any, they can have a great effect on their neighbors, and maybe we can improve the whole climate of the city. And they're willing to make an investment in here, which I don't think anybody else wants to do these days. So I think we should welcome them.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. Diane joins us on the morning show. She's also welcoming to the Buddhist organization.
I would like to welcome the people here to the community. I've met the Buddhist community now on couple occasions, and they are just lovely, warm, gracious, friendly people, and I'm happy to have them here.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't met them, but I've talked to Jenny Wong on the phone, who's their spokesperson, right? Is that who?
Yes, she's lovely.
Is that the person you spoke to, or?
Yes, and at different occasions I would speak, and I had a chance to practice a little tiny bit of Chinese that I've learned.
Well, I was going to ask you that, because I do know you, and I know you're a very an astute student of language. Do you speak Chinese? Or
little tiny bit. You know, my method of teaching for all those years was, you teach me a little of your language, and I'll teach you a lot of mine. And so that's how I've picked up a couple languages. But they seem to get a kick out of hearing me speak it, so it was a nice moment.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Morning. You're on WVTL-FM.
Good morning, Bob.
Yes, sir.
In regards to your question of the day, I believe it's good that we're having this. It seems like it's a large amount of people, but you have to remember how long Amsterdam's lost people at a crazy amount. And now the area is going to be gaining people, and hopefully it will make the community improve and prosper. I know at least one local business dealer that's done some work with them, and he seems to be pretty satisfied with them so far.
Mm, yeah. Well, it's interesting. Of course, I write history stories for the Gazette, and I did a piece on the Sanford family, and I was just looking at the Daily Gazette story the day that Bigelow Sanford announced it was moving out. I mean, it's just, and I don't know how this relates to what we're talking about with the Chinese folks moving in, but one little fact they mentioned in that story is in Amsterdam, a city with a population of 34,500, was losing, and that one announcement, we lost, if you will, 1,650 jobs. Apparently there were 1,000 people making Axminster carpets and 650 involved in this other operation, and I don't know how they figured in the management people, of which there were quite a few.
The community, I know the community's concerned about tax-exempt properties and things such as that, but
yeah, and that's,
you don't see them moving in the Johnstown or Gloversville right now. You have to, Amsterdam has to welcome them in and make the best of it.
Also, I mean, they are, you know, I presume they're going to keep the churches and maybe the Bacon School, if they're approved for that, as tax exempt. But those properties were tax exempt to begin with.
Correct.
Otherwise, if they have residences, they'll be taxed.
Yeah, I'm not sure, and I don't think anybody's sure on how Amsterdam's taxes work, but that's a whole other scenario.
Okay.
All right, Bob. Have a good day.
You too. Good morning, WVTL-FM.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Peter, how are you?
I'm fine. I've been listening to your commentary, and you've had a lot of response to that question.
We have indeed.
And all I can say is, so. Well, the only thing I've been waiting to hear them announce, and they haven't said anything about it yet, is whether or not they're going to open a Chinese laundry.
Or a restaurant.
That would be, well, it's not like we don't have a couple.
Well, that's true, but this would maybe be more, I don't know what, authentic or something
right.
like that. Yeah.
And I am called to remember at the bottom of Market Hill, as you would turn onto Guy Park,
mm-hmm.
on that side, say you were coming down Market and you took a right turn, there used to be some old brownstone houses set right there. And in the basement of one of those, right after World War II, there was an authentic Chinese laundry.
Really?
And you would go in there and it was all steamy, you know. And they would be getting the prices and fixing things up on that little accounting device they have. I think it's called an abacus.
Yeah.
The way they run the beads
yeah.
back and forth.
Right.
And my father always said they did clothes better than anybody else, and that's where we went as long as they were there.
If I could just segue over to the Sanford closing. We talked about that yesterday, 1955.
Yes.
Just an interesting, I think, I found a clipping from the Gazette when they made the announcement, but apparently it was January, the very last day of January they
well,
made the announcement.
I was wondering, do you know what day of the week it was?
They made the announcement on a Saturday, and they did it on the radio.
Right,
and then
right.
the next day, the papers covered it, and the auction of the properties was in October, so maybe it took that long to get the people yeah. out. I don't know.
Yeah. I remember it was on a weekend, and my father was out taking one of his walks along the railroad, and we told him when he came back, you know.
Okay. Well, Peter, I got to go. Thanks.
Yeah, right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Good morning. You're on WVTL-FM.
Good morning. I'm calling about having the Buddhists come to Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fantastic. I was tickled pink when they moved in like 5 years ago, and I looked at their website, and they seem to be very hardworking people, and Buddhists do not fight. They do not have problems. The city has had drug raids all this time. We have fights on Union Street by fast track. And our city is kind of falling apart with so many buildings, and these people are bringing money. They're going to fix it up. I was a little embarrassed Sunday's paper when I read some of these articles, people saying they're coming in to take over and what are their motives. I really don't understand why people would have that. We really need people who are hardworking and will pay taxes. And supposedly the houses will be going right back in the property, I mean the tax thing. So mm-hmm. I see no problem with it. I think it's wonderful.
Now you say, in fact, when you first said 5 years ago, I thought 5 years ago.
Well,
but
no,
that's when yeah, right. I'd forgotten that. That's when they, it was 5 years ago they bought that property?
I'm not quite sure about the time. I think it was like that. That was the retreat they had.
Right.
And they were doing things with exercise and health. But then I guess they're going more into the meditation. And who can complain about people meditating for peace? I just don't understand why people have closed minds. Amsterdam's a wonderful city to live in. We have a beautiful, beautiful valley. And I can see why they would want to come here. Mm. And I don't understand what this
well,
is.
Well, I basically agree with you. I mean, I think this is a, you know, it's just another change in Amsterdam. But you look back in history, you know, in fact, I thought of this the other day in terms of the Mohawks. They didn't like it when these French Jesuits came here. They killed some of them. You know, I mean, nobody ever wants to have somebody come into where they are, it seems.
Well, that's exactly true. But we do have a problem with drugs in the city. Nothing like Schenectady or Albany. And a lot of these houses that are, nobody's living in them, I think it's where kids, you know, have parties and things. And I just think, God bless these people. Please give them a chance. We really need some fresh blood coming into the city, and like I said, how can you complain about people who meditate and want peace? So I say God bless them, and let's all help them.
Okay, Karen, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.